And now, WJR is proud to present Rieger Reviews It.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Featuring film critic Dave Rieger.
Suddenly, Dave has a great job.
Sponsored by Wigley's.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Reviews It, an important part of the Paul W. Smith Focus Show every Friday. It is sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wigley's corned beef sandwiches around at the one and only Frank's Deli and Grill. I love that place. I go whenever I can, right there at 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Famous Eastern Market. I'll tell you, Frank's Deli and Grill is open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and while you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner, and his kids. They're all good people, and they love their customers as much as we love their corned beef. And you can tell they love the corned beef, too, because it is the best. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dave Rieger. And thank you for your help yesterday out in the 85-degree heat as we broadcast from the 12th annual Cars and Cigars Big Smoke, passing over the $14 million mark in money raised with WJR, the Chalani Family Foundation, Tom and Vicky Chalani and their kids, and Dario Bergamo, and all the people that helped out, including the great audience that bid on a lot of nice projects and trips and other things for all that money for charity.
It's always a fun event to work with you on that, Paul. I kind of call it a mini St. Patrick's Day.
It really
is. Because what happens is everybody just comes and wants to talk. It doesn't matter what we have on the rundown. It just kind of goes out the window, and you do a very good job at navigating everything because we threw a lot at you.
A lot of people write to me today saying, what a nice job I did. Are you worn out? And the truth of the matter is, I am worn out.
Oh, yeah.
It starts, I try to get there by 3 if I'm going on the air at 4, and then I'm there through 10 o'clock at night, it's just harder. For me, it's harder in the heat. I love the sunshine, I love all that, but I like working. As anybody who remembers me in the studio, it was always cold, and for good reason. Sure. It just helped me. But Mr. Rieger, you did a great job. You can be an engineer, you can be a producer, and for us on Fridays, you are the famous movie reviewer. What movies are we looking at?
For the film this week, an interesting movie called Power Ballad, starring Paul Rudd. He plays a wedding singer, a former frontman of a band back in the day, now a wedding singer, kind of washed up, named Rick Power. I love the name of his band, too, The Bride and Groove. They do all weddings, and it's all covers. And so he still has this feeling in the back of his mind about his songwriting dreams. Well, anyway, he crosses paths with Danny Wilson, a former boy band star, now off on his own, played by Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers. And after a late night jam session, they find a song that they kind of co-write together. It's kind of a song that Rick had his whole life, but he never was able to finish. Well, let's fast forward 6 months later, and he's in the mall coming out of like a sporting goods store, and he hears his song playing in the mall. And what happened was Danny Wilson took the song, his song, released it, became famous again, made his comeback, but never gave either financially or intellectual property, anything, back to Rick. And so the rest of the movie is Rick trying to hunt him down because he wants his respect for the song. He wrote it. He wants his money.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So. Well, let's listen to Power Ballad that's in theaters starting today.
Guess who's going to be at this wedding?
Danny Wilson, the childhood friend of the groom's.
Come on!
You guys sound great.
Rick, I want to show you something. I got to present my label with some new material.
We are here. We are drinking.
Let's write a boy band song right now.
Baby, your love just drives me crazy.
How to write a song without you.
Yeah, I like that.
Cause every song I ever wrote in my life, it's about you.
So good.
The former boy band star back with his new single.
You don't recognize it?
Should I?
Great tune, big hit.
I wrote it.
Are we going to be rich?
Don't call my office again.
He's stolen your song, but you've no recording of it, and no one, including your own bandmates, has ever heard it.
But you.
Wow. That's very heavy.
Yeah, it's a, they're calling it a comedy drama or a musical comedy drama. I thought it was pretty good at the beginning. I liked the setup and the story. Then it kind of went off the rails a little bit with him trying to find him and how he was going to go about trying to get his life back. So,
well, it also could be, I mean, let's face it, that topic, if you will, is a very short topic.
Sure.
And they tried to drag it out into a full-length film, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was about an hour and 38 minutes, but I'll give it 2.5 wigglies.
Wigglies, even with the Nick Jonas, Paul Rudd, Havana Rose Liu, and Jack Rayner.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love Paul Rudd. I mean, everything that he does is really good. So.
Yeah. 2.5 wigglies for Power Ballad in theaters. Now let's listen to the show you can watch staying at home on Netflix. It's called Michael Jackson, The Verdict. Let's listen.
And this is Mr. Jackson's main area. Are there any secret rooms?
Police right now searching Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
This is part of an ongoing investigation.
He's the most famous man in the world, being accused of the most heinous crime in the world.
An arrest warrant for Mr. Jackson has been issued on multiple counts of child molestation.
Michael Jackson's trial has finally begun.
I walked into what looked like a circus.
We believed he was a criminal, and he was able to get away with that because of his fame and celebrity.
Michael said, how do innocent people leave the courthouse? They let the whole world see them.
Wow.
So, obviously, on the coattails of the really, really popular Michael movie that just came out.
That did well.
Yes, did very well, and it was very good. But it only went up to a point. They never touched any of this stuff.
It ended before all of this stuff was alleged, as far as I recall.
Correct.
I haven't seen it, but that's what I heard.
This is a 3-part Netflix docuseries. Episode 1 is from 2003 about the Neverland Ranch. Episode 2 is about the trial beginning, and episode 3 is what happened with the trial and how we know how it ended and the tide turned. The thing about it was there were no cameras allowed in the courtroom back then. So they're doing it based off of, interviews and never heard, jurors and stuff like that. It's very well done. I'm fascinated with this, even though we know what happens, just like we knew what was happening in the Michael movie. It's still very nostalgic. I'll give it 3.5 wigglies.
3.5 wigglies. It starts tonight on Netflix. It's called Michael Jackson, The Verdict, as you mentioned. It includes interviews with jurors, eyewitnesses, journalists who cover the proceedings, and individuals connected to both the prosecution and defense, while incorporating archival footage to reconstruct the events of the trial and its aftermath. Rieger reviews it. Job well done, Dave. What are you doing this weekend?
Working.
Are you going to the casino at all?
I don't know if I'll be going to the casino. We'll have to see. You know, I don't have ABC right now on my cable because they're in a fight. With
another
TV.
Fight?
Yeah, so I can't watch. I have to go to Hulu or streaming to watch the NBA Finals and the NHL and the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
So.
Well, good luck to you. We'll see. Always come over to my house. I'll buy the pizza.
I appreciate it.
I'll be around 144 at WJR.